You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Attention moms, the Cleveland Browns are hosting the Moms Football Safety Clinic on Saturday, August 22nd at training camp. Tickets are only $5 and include a private viewing of training camp practice, a commemorative gift, and a two-hour clinic to show moms how the game is being played safer than ever before in a fun and interactive way. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to register now. Hurry, space is limited. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here. We heard Wilbur Montgomery talk about the state of his running backs. Well, the guy that many think has the best shot to be the lead back, Isaiah Crowell, talked with the media a day after his coach basically called out that whole room.
Popular guy. When your running back coach comes out and says something publicly like someone needs to step up and grab the job, what's your reaction?
That's what the coach said. I just got to come out here and just keep working hard. You know, I got to come out here and, you know, just take it slow and just keep, you know, progressing each and every day.
So that, I mean, it seems as though it's like a, well, it was last year, divvied up, you know. You get a certain amount of carries. Wes gets carries, tape when he was here. But it seems like they really, it's wide open that somebody can get the bulk of the carries. Is that how you're reading it?
Yeah, that's how I'm reading it. And, you know, I got to come out here and just keep working hard and keep doing my job. And, you know, everything will play out.
Do you feel like you've done enough?
Well, I mean, obviously I haven't, so I got to keep working, just keep working. You know, the coach know what's right and he knows what's best, so I got to come out here and just keep working.
What does that mean to you when he says he has to show me that he's hungry?
I feel like he means just, you know, coming out here, you know, just practicing, not coming out of practice, staying in the film room late, just studying and just doing everything that a professional has to do.
Did you think you were already doing that, or now do you realize that you weren't doing it to the level he wants you to?
Well, now I realize that I wasn't, so I just got to do more.
I would assume you're getting the same message from him in meetings with the running backs. Is that accurate? He's telling you guys the same thing?
Well, actually not, but I mean, I seen it exactly what everybody else seen, so I just got to come out here and just keep working hard.
What does he tell you in meetings?
He tells us just, you know, keep working. You know, he tells us that the position is open and that they're looking for someone to, you know, take the job. But, I mean, all I do is control what I can control and come out here and just keep working every day.
Was there a lot of buzz amongst the running backs today? I mean, were you guys all saying, you know, kind of talking about the stuff that he said and trying to figure out what you guys might need to do about it?
I mean, we had conversation about it, but I really don't like to talk about it too much because talking does nothing. So I just got to come out here and just keep working hard and just do what I can do and control what I can control.
Was it just like amongst yourselves, or you mean like with him?
Amongst ourselves.
Just amongst yourselves.
You really stepped forward in the game last year, the last game. Do you feel like that's, you know, you're the kind of guy where practice might be at a certain level, but when the lights go on, that's when you really show what you can do?
Well, I feel like a lot of people tell me that, but I feel like, you know, I do my job at practice, in the games, in anything they want me to do.
Did you come in here, and what kind of shape did you come in here? Because you mentioned that, too.
I feel like I was in, you know, okay shape, but obviously, you know, I wasn't in good enough shape for them and the coaches or whatever, so I got to do my part in getting in better shape.
Does it mean a lot coming from a guy who himself was a two-time All-Pro, and he's coached the likes of a Marshall Faulk and those kind of people?
You know, I admire what he has done, you know, in his past, and, you know, I feel like anything he tell me is true, and I respect him, so I just got to come out here and work harder.
Hey, how important is it for you to win that starting job and be the number one guy?
I feel like it's very important. Just because everybody wants to be the starting guy. Nobody wants to be a backup, and I feel like I have what it takes to be the starting guy.
And what will you do differently now, at knowing how he feels? What are you going to do differently?
Well, I continue to come out here and practice every day, give it my all, stay in the meeting room longer, ask more questions, and just show that I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. Will you grab some film of a Marshall Faulk, or maybe some guys that are out there excelling right now and study some of those kind of guys?
I have, but you can't just study. You know, everybody's different, so you have to do your own thing. So.
Who's somebody that you would have to study film of?
I really don't know right now.
And does it do anything to you when Jim Brown is out here? I mean, to see the greatest running back of all time watching practice, is that some type of motivation for you too?
Yeah, there's motivation, and, you know, he comes up to me and tells me, you know, that he feels like I'm doing good, and, you know, that's just a lot of motivation. So I feel like the answer to that would be yes.
Isaiah, different guys respond differently to different styles of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll respond well to getting challenged like that from your coach?
Yes, I feel like, you know, I've always, you know, did well with, you know, challenges, and I feel like I did that last year, and I feel like, you know, I have what it takes to, you know, come out here and win the job. So that's what I just keep working hard, and, you know, they say whatever they say it goes, so I just have to go with the flow.
Do you feel like also the fact that so many of the running backs are injured, isn't this an opportunity for you to just basically seize the moment?
I felt like I had been doing that, so I just got to continue to work hard.
When you look back at last year, what do you think you have to improve on to take that next step?
Pass protections and just running hard and just getting the extra yardage. That's the main thing, and just, you know, being on top of my game all the way around.
Does he tell you that you're capable of being a great back like some of the great backs that he's coached?
Yes, he tells me that all the time, and that's why I feel like, you know, he expects more out of me. So, you know, I respect that, and just going to continue to keep working.
How important will the preseason games be for you? Obviously, last year, that was really how you made the team breaking mm-hmm. through, but this year in a different situation. But how important will it be for you to perform well to capture that lead role?
I feel like it's very important just because, you know, the situation we're in now. So I feel like I got to go out there and just do my best and just continue to work hard.
Isaiah Crowell there addressing the media today following today's practice. We're going to take our final break now. When we come back, we want your phone calls, 216-578-0850, and Matt and I will break down what we heard from Isaiah Crowell right there when we come back. Interesting response, I think, from the Crow, to say the least.